Good day, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by the English language. Side effects of the English language include knee-jerk reactions, flame wars, and getting what you want occasionally. Ask your doctor today if the English language is right for you. And now, your host.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Life is Awkward podcast on River West Radio. We have two special guests with us today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Eddie.
What's up, guys? My name's Bryant.
Hey, guys. I'm the other guy in the room. That's my introduction. Back to you, Katie.
So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourself and why and what you guys do?
You want to go first?
Sure. So Eddie and myself, together, we run a podcast called Ordinary Freaks Podcast, which really focuses on the life of ordinary individuals. We really focus it around Milwaukee and just showcasing kind of their life to life and how they go about pursuing their dreams and success, and what does success mean to them.
Yeah, you nailed it right in the head. I don't think I have anything else to add.
Why are you here then, man?
Listen, he just brings me along, to be honest.
You're doing great.
All I do is I set up the camera and then I sit there.
The man with the plan, I like it.
Exactly.
So yeah, what is freakdom? Freakdom mean to you?
Freakdom.
Oh, that's hard.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just messing with you now, I think.
That's hard, though.
Is that where we're headed? Where people get to be more exposed there?
I mean, in general? Like,
yeah. Well, just like
I would say so. I think people are getting to that point where they don't necessarily care what other people care or like, you know, what they think or whatever, which is cool, but it's also like, you know, not cool because a lot of people are just saying a lot of stuff that they shouldn't. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, let's get back to like that, like, you know, free space, you know, where like, especially with creatives, like I feel like with us and with other people, like, I don't know. I wish there was a time where I've experienced like no internet, you know, or like we grew up with like being able to, I guess when you were a kid, right? Like you were able to draw whatever you felt like and like no one was really judging you. Or maybe your parents were.
My parents judged me on my drawings. What are those stick figures? Draw normal human beings.
Right. That sun should be on the left, not on the right.
I would get the opposite where they'd be like, that's great. And I'm like, you don't mean that. You're just my parents. You're just being supportive.
No,
I don't believe
that's
a second.
Did.
I don't believe anything you say about being supportive. And so I have the opposite problem.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
It's all right.
Man, I could never go do that to my parents. They'll be like, what you say to me? They were very strict, especially.
They're stricter?
My dad, yeah.
Ah.
Crazy. They're like super traditional Mexican, too. So, yeah, for sure. Definitely, that wouldn't have flown.
That I would now? Mm-hmm. They would just be like, no, you are a good, that is a good picture.
No,
don't.
I mean, they wouldn't even tell me. They would just be like, good job, like, stay out of trouble.
All
or
right.
Like, you know, do your foot in. If that, or like, I would just be like, they would be like, just go, you know.
As long as you're behaving and getting good grades, like, draw whatever you want.
Which was
kind of vibe.
Which was like, you know, on the verge of like being good and bad. Like, but, you know,
so, okay.
That we learned.
So what kind of made you guys then want to start this podcast and kind of, like, how did you guys meet and how did it all start?
So we actually met in high school. It really stemmed from being bored at 9 to 5, having nothing to do, and chatting on Google Hangouts relentlessly.
Google Hangouts.
Dude, I almost forgot about that.
Like, it was YouTube on the side, Google Hangouts just talking about dreams and random things. And, you know, I would have things to do here and there. That's really where it stemmed from. We both got deeply into personal development, just reading a bunch of different books, just growing ourselves as a person, and always wanting to build something for ourselves. We had no clue what that was going to be. I was living in Cleveland at the time, moving back to Milwaukee. When I moved back to Milwaukee, that's kind of where I was like, you know, zero excuses. I'm in my territory now. Let's build something.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I came to Eddie with the idea of a podcast. Before this, he mentioned, you know, I'm really the idea guy and he'll make it happen. He's the techie and let's get this and that. And I'm just more like, how about this? And he'll figure out how to make it happen. And that's where the name Ordinary Freaks came from. from there, we just stem, like I said, telling the stories of individuals and their pursuit of personal development and what that means to them in order to be successful.
Yeah. I think with that, too, like, we did, like, previous projects mm-hmm. that kind of were, like, in the same lines of, like, you know, trying to spread some positivity and love out there, kind of motivating, I guess, general public. And we did some of them in Cleveland. We try to do a couple of them here and stuff like that. So I think, like, generally, like, the podcast kind of grew out of all those little ideas and then just kind of, like, blossomed into what it is now.
Did you find that, like, these different people that you have, like, the different guests that come on your show have different ideas of, like, how they become successful? Like, is everyone's kind of story different, or do you find that everyone's kind of, like, an all-around the same? Like, is there any tips to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think... Like, oh, looking back and, like, doing some last-minute analytics here, there is kind of, like, an overarching, like, you know, motive, right? Like, or, you know, not, I don't want to say way, because, I mean, we interview all kinds of people from entrepreneurs to, like, artists in all facets and mediums. But really, like, what it is, it's, like, their determination and, like, their work ethic, like, really shines through it, like, beyond anything. You know, they could have amazing morning like routines, or they could be like night owls, but like you can hear it in their voice, like how dedicated they are to their craft. And I think that's kind of like what sets like that next level person, you know, apart from everybody else.
And it's so cliche, and I, from doing the podcast, that's where I started saying, you know, I think things are cliche for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from the podcast, one of the recurring themes is that you hear, and I mean, everyone's probably told you guys this too, is be yourself. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes, and if you think about it, like, all right, that sounds pretty simple, but sometimes the simplest things are the hardest things to do. And that's just I can, countless interviews, that's what people give us. Just be yourself, stay true to yourself. You know, like, what does that mean?
How many selves do you have?
Too many, man.
Too many? How do you choose which self to be in which moment?
Ooh. Or is it tricky.
Or is there a choice? Or you just, can you or pick? Is it naturally just?
I mean, I think that's where, you know, the toughness comes in, where it's people, to me, someone that's successful, you can be yourself in every aspect. I'll put an instance, someone going from 9 to 5 and having a banker's job, but really being creative on the end.
Mm-hmm.
From 9 to 5, you might have to dress a certain way. You might have to talk a certain way, approach people differently. But then afterwards, you're working on whatever, designing clothes, creating music. You're like completely different person.
Yeah.
So what I've seen in interviewing people is the people that are successful, or at least living life the way they want to, is that they're being the same person no matter where they are.
Right on.
Yeah.
They don't really have these split personality
in the sense,
right,
types,
yeah,
of
personas,
things that they're doing. Yeah, they're doing the same thing all around.
No, they're being the self that they want to be.
They're being their true self. Yeah. They're not doing what anyone else wants them to do.
Yeah, or not being pushed around by the status quo or by society, or being able to transcend it. And that's kind of what you were saying with like the fruits.
Right.
Is like going against the grain, you know.
Exactly.
Gets you success and gets you in trouble. Yeah. But that's what being yourself is all about.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys kind of found how you guys became to do what you wanted to do, or like how you growed in your personal success?
Yeah, I mean, I think like B was saying, or Brian, sorry, I always call him B, but like he was saying, you know, we were super frustrated at the fact that we were sitting in this desk, right, you know, him in Cleveland, hundreds of miles away, and myself, and like just chatting about like what we, I don't know, wish like we could be doing with our time. Like, I don't know, even like the most mundane things sounded amazing to us at that moment, you know.
So did you fly from Cleveland to Milwaukee just to start this podcast?
I'm originally from here, so actually,
well, right, yeah,
quit my job over there to just find a new job here and start.
Awesome.
Back here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he quit his job for the podcast.
For some reason.
Well, that's what you can say.
In a sense, yeah.
From now on, that is why.
Might as well be. If you're looking for something, right?
Yeah.
Found something better, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
All right.
Wait, so how many years did it take from doing your normal 9-to-5 job till you kind of broke out and realized that this is like what I should be doing? This is what I want to do.
Not many, I feel like. I mean,
really?
Or was it always there?
I feel like I've always done like creative things, like at least try to hang out with people that were doing, you know, cool things, at least in what my mind, I was like, you guys are amazing. You guys are going to be like famous one day, you know, like whatever, like just, you know, pushing my friends to their limits and stuff like that. I think it's always been there, like, as for, like creating and crafting things with my hands. It was really fast though. Like, I mean, I've worked at a professional setting at a firm, I don't know, for like maybe 4 or 5 years, like on and off between school and stuff. And then I only needed like a year and a half of like serious like work of like, you know, 60 to 70 hours a week. Like, that's all I did. Didn't really see people. Like, if I would take one vacation, like it'll be like, you know, a weekend or something, a year type of stuff. So I quickly realized, like, yeah, I was burning out, and I was like, I love what I'm kind of doing, but I also don't, you know, it's not like, do I really see myself being here, like, when I'm 60 doing the same thing? Like, nah, man, like, and that's, I mean, sometimes it's easy. I feel like we accepted that fact, like, but, you know, like, some people are, like, super happy. I think it all comes down to, like, self-awareness in that point.
Yeah. On my end, well, I'm still in transition, so I still do 9-to-5, but on my off time, you know, I'm working on the podcast and building that. And like Eddie touched on something, saying just be true to yourself, you know, knowing what you can and you can't do. You still got bills, you still got a mortgage, but you also got to think about sacrifice. You know, do I go and hang out with friends, or do I work on my podcast? Do I go and watch a football game, or do I work on my podcast? So that's where kind of the balance comes in, knowing what you really want and working on those things. And back to the point, if I ever knew, you know, this is kind of what I wanted to do, I always think back to like college. So graduating from engineering, people are always like, I want to work for this company, I want to work for that company. And looking back, I never had that, you know. I never was like, oh, I want to do this, and I want to work for that company or that person. It was always kind of, that was the motion, you know, that's what I was expected to do. That was the next step. And then you get into the real world and start doing an engineering job. And yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's good money, pays the bills. But personally, and like Eddie said, we're all different. We all got different fulfillments. You know, I'm not saying working 9-to-5 is bad. For some people, that's what they want to do, and they're happy with that, and that's cool. For other people, there might be other things that they're interested. So that's kind of where I look back, and I'm like, I never really wanted to, you know, hone in on something. I never really, at that point, even knew that it was going to be podcasting or whatever. Yeah. I just knew it wasn't that.
Cool.
Well, so going back kind of on the whole thing, where you have to kind of separate, would you rather work on your podcast or would you rather go and socialize? How do you kind of find that normal? Like, because you have to kind of do both to get people to come onto your podcast, but then you also have to. So where do you kind of find that balance? Or do you?
It's tough. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not, but it really comes to discipline. I'm not going to say off the back, I was like, oh yeah, podcast all the way on, you know. There's still times even till now where I might slack off and decide to do something else or go out for a drink with a friend. But I think at this point, it's, I know within myself and I accept that this is the route I want to do and pursue. And kind of the levels of success help, you know, you reach a milestone and you're like, okay, we're going the right way, so let's keep pushing. Seeing that progress helps, getting, like you said, you know, going to events and seeing the support or someone saying, I know this person because of your podcast. So those little milestones help. But yeah, it's just a matter of discipline and just making those right decisions. I really don't have a right answer because it is a tough thing.
I feel like in this day and age, more people play things out like how they feel like today, more so than they do like pre-planning. Like people don't necessarily like to pre-plan their whole life. They want some sort of excitement, sort of the adventure. Yeah. So I feel like people are leaning towards more of this, like, how do I feel today?
Yeah.
So today you might feel like socializing today, but then like you still have to make sure you don't fall into the comfortable traps.
of like never going out and doing stuff. I don't know. I'm the type of person where like I used to be able to plan stuff, but now it's like I have to live like minute by minute or hour by hour. Like if I feel like going out and doing something in an hour, then I will. If I don't right now, then I'm not going to. But I don't know if that's like how you guys are or.
Yeah. That's difficult because I'm also like I relate with you, but I also like I like having some sort of a structure,
right?
Like at least a like a faint one, you know, like at least you know maybe what you're gonna do like Saturday or something. Like well, not knowing what you're gonna do like next hour, like that's kind of tough for me. Well, but you know, like no, it's
yeah,
cool.
I
like,
mean, it's person to person for sure. Yeah,
well, I mean, I guess it just depends. Like if it was like an event or something and I was like not really sure if I wanted to go, then I'd wait until like maybe 10 minutes before and be like, well, okay, I feel like okay to go. But
yeah, I think it's hard because like especially right now, like there's like this big boom of like creators actually finally getting together and like sharing ideas and collaborating, and mm-hmm. you're starting seeing like a bunch of cool like projects throughout the city where like maybe 2 years prior, like even, you know, like a year prior, like you probably wouldn't even see that, you know, as much. Mm-hmm. Which is like a beautiful thing. Like we finally reached that point in Milwaukee where like I guess creators, whatever you want to call them, like have realized that like in order to get Milwaukee up to like the next level, like we have to like share hands and like push it instead of trying to do it your way and then like other people your way. So it's been fun like seeing that progress, and I feel like being tied like you guys, right, like being tied to that like kind of thread through like sharing that story, like you kind of see that and it's like super exciting.
Yeah,
so with that like event and all that stuff, you do pick and choose. I mean, I try to go to as many and like show support and love mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But at the same time, like I know I have to get work done, or I have to, you know, self-discipline myself and like eat healthy and things like that. Like, yeah, it all comes to like what you want, like your overall goal, and then like the list that goes behind it, and then like being able to cross things off the list, I guess.
That's very true.
Yeah. I like that. What?
Oh, I didn't know if you had a question.
Oh, I don't. I was just taking it all in. And I really agree with that. The whole like Milwaukee still feels like a young city, and I feel like we're just getting past our like teenager years.
Yeah.
Like it used to feel like it's, now we're like, I mean, we've been drinking before 21, but I feel like we're like 22 or 23. Like we're hitting 23 where we're like feeling like we're maturing.
Our
like,
livers are like 45.
Yeah, our livers are 45. But yeah, it's cool to be a part of a city that so long that you can see like when things are starting to like percolate to the top, kind of like what you're saying, where it's just like, we're so close, guys. We're so close to things being like explosively and creatively cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel that.
Yeah, I hear that from a lot of like younger entrepreneurs and stuff, from you guys, like even going to like events and stuff, that like everyone is just trying to get together to like basically make Milwaukee, like want people to come to Milwaukee. And I think like all these new businesses and stuff that are popping up are helping that.
Yeah.
Like all the.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was reading an article. Sorry to go off tangents. I do that a lot. I was reading this article and was saying that like millennials are not really putting like the economy on what they should be doing. So I guess like the previous generations are still building businesses at a faster rate than like what I guess millennials should be.
Mm.
And you know, like, I'm like, well, I don't really see like that impact, like, and maybe because I'm not like in that, you know, space of like brick and mortars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like literally online, or like you're listening to or reading, you know, anything on the internet, like you really see that difference of shift. Like you can tell when someone's really committed to their craft and when someone's not, and that's all you got to see. Like you don't have to have a freaking building.
No, like, it's a lot of overhead.
So yeah, I was like reading that article and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Who wrote it? Some old guy?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Honestly, yeah, probably.
I mean, maybe he's not wrong, but maybe that's just not the future. Like,
I think a lot of people like work out of their houses or work in like a studio in their basement, or like they're more focused on building their craft and like putting stuff out there than renting a space and getting like all this like stuff set up. They just like want to do their stuff.
Well, it goes into what they're saying, where they're more focused on self-development than developing some sort of physical structure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Even though you're an architect.
Right, exactly.
But
well, it rains sometimes.
Yeah. Gotta be somewhere.
Well, we have plenty of buildings, and it's just like, you know, it's just cool people like see people occupy like certain spaces that I've seen, like even just on this street alone, like, you know, like that building right there, I've seen that be like two or three different things in my time. Yeah. And so it's just cool when something actually stays and like it starts to like flourish. So it's just cool when you see something in such transition all of a sudden grow roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, poetry.
Is that a poetry store?
No, I was just saying.
No. I was like, keep staring at this building now and these listeners can't see what we're talking about. But so yeah, so basically what you would, like any advice that you would give people would be kind of like staying true to yourself, working on your craft, kind of dedicating yourself to it,
and like, do you consider balance. Your do you consider your podcast to be a business though, or is it more of a hobby, or like what do you, because like because this guy is like trying to define things like this is a business, but then for you it probably isn't. It's just more of like a passion.
It's, I'd say I wanted to be a business.
A little bit of both.
We're working on it to it. For it to be a business.
Right, that's the goal. They want to grow it and share it with everyone and become successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Share the wealth.
So right now it is, it's both. It's a passion project, but it's how can we develop this to something much more bigger.
Yeah. Much bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Because with that, it just comes resources to help others. You know, like, I think that's what it is. So yeah. Yeah, it's like, I think we're in that cusp of like, what does the business kind of side look like to spread more?
To raise the voice.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
But
that's cool.
Initially was out of passion and personal development, sharing love and peace and messages and become a better person.
Kind right. of. You're genuine people.
Right. Right. We're not just trying to over here bank on a podcast,
right.
Which is difficult.
Which is difficult. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's how do you balance the need to make, to sustain sustainability versus passion? How's that for a question?
Yeah, I think it's very different for both of us. Like,
that's probably where we make a good team.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like fully risk heavy like this past year, but like I don't have, like he has a house, a wife, you know, bills, like all this crazy stuff. Like I still live with my parents. Like I still try to like solidify like those, like minimize those, you know, those bills and stuff like that.
Yeah,
which allows me to, you know, work on the craft more. And focus that and like, you know, just have a like a part time or whatever. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to invest heavy on the craft because I know later on it's probably going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And like same way, you know, like we help each other out. Like, so it's kind of like I feel like we make the perfect team.
Yeah, it's very good balance that you guys have. It's like very different kind of worlds you're coming from.
Yeah.
Bringing it together.
Cool. How does like your group or your like duality personal development work? Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
As like a unit.
Yeah. Well.
Because you're like, you're both two different people, but you're kind of.
I mean.
Opposite ends.
It can be tough, but I think we're transparent enough, and we've just been friends for so long, sincere enough, where I can be like, yo, Eddie, this ain't working. Or, yo, can we do this and that? And, you know, he'll be the same thing. Like, yo, you know, hop on this or let's get on this. Let's do that.
Mm.
Just he says we both have different responsibilities, but I think transparency is key. And accountability, just having that communication, making sure. Personally, I wouldn't partner with a person that I knew wasn't responsible or accountable or just has shown kind of, you know, that they say something they're going to do, they're, you know, they're to their word.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can say we both looked for the, I mean, I looked for those things before I was like, yo, let's do this together.
Yeah.
You got anything to add?
Yeah. I mean, I think it even goes before, like that podcast or like that work ethic, right? Like it goes into like the personal too. Like he keeps me accountable with like my own personal goals and what I want to do, and vice versa. Like we check up on each other, not just on like, hey, did you get that episode edited, or like what's up with that, blah blah blah, like contact. Like it's more so like how you been, like are you still reading, like What are you eating? You know, like stuff like that. So it's really cool that, like, you know, like we're in this thing, like kind of together as like best friends. And like that hasn't shifted in a way, you know, like, and like you said, it just comes down to like really great, like, communication. And even then, sometimes we slack on that stuff.
So you never get in arguments?
Yeah,
we have.
Sure. You don't have to talk about
one
it.
One or two.
Just disagreements.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah, exactly. Like, we don't like yell at each other or anything like that.
Just you don't? Like, okay.
Like, you know you're messing up. Like, stop messing around, you know?
But. Well, it's usually right before you get to something good. It's right. Like when you start kind of, I always relate it to like there's rams, you know, the animal, mm-hmm. the actual animal, not the football team.
Gotcha.
But like baby rams will like butt heads, and it strengthens their horns. Mm. And so I was, I'm always like, be like baby rams, don't be like adult rams who are actually like fighting for territory. It's like you want to be those rams that are butting each other's heads, and you're strengthening each other and getting each other ready for the world. Mm. And then don't become a jaded ram, you know.
Yeah, I'm always saying that.
You've heard me say that a lot, right?
Don't be a jaded ram?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that. Right. But now I have. So is there anything else you guys would like to share?
I would just like to ask you guys a question.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, God.
I wasn't ready for that.
Like, how would you guys define personal development? Or what is personal development to each of you guys? Man.
I think just like, yeah, like shedding attachment and watering your soul and keeping on that that true vision of who you want to be, who you may not be now, but like this, what is this decision in this moment? How is that going to get me onto that? Keep me on that path. And that's it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're always kind of like the same person. You might just have different like kind of like layers or things that are holding you down or keeping you from doing something. So that is good.
Yeah, a lot of outside forces, man.
Yeah. And like once you can kind of like let those things go and not worry about those types of things or like anxieties or whatever is like bothering you and you can just let it go. That's like when you start to like build up your own personal growth and then you can kind of focus on like who you really are. And mm-hmm. I think just like finding who you really are and doing what you really love to do and not like letting anyone else like kind of tell you what to do and you just kind of do what you want to do. That's like what I feel like personal growth is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I have another question, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Now we're flipping
oh, no. the interview. Lightning round.
This is what you get for bringing podcast people on our show.
Well, exactly. Right. Is there, like, one thing that you guys do maybe, like, daily that, like, you know, either you feel like it's a need or a necessity for you kind of, like, stay on top of, like, your creative game, like, your professional game?
Oh, man. I just have to remind myself that I'm a human usually, and just that, like, you know, I know, yeah, that's basically it. I just, like, you're a human being, like, you don't need to feel anything in particular, like, you shouldn't be, you know, getting rid of the shoulds, I think, primarily, and just, like, just breathe, eat.
Yeah, exercise.
Yeah, exercise.
Like, I feel like that helps clear my mind.
Yeah, just anything to clear the mind. Yeah.
It was, like, what to do to...
Yeah, like one thing.
Daily stuff. Exercise, daily stuff.
Probably, like, exercise or just... I've been told I'm supposed to meditate more. And if you don't have time to meditate, you should meditate actually twice as long. Because if you don't have time to meditate, that means your life is, like, really hectic and you should actually be meditating more than, like, a normal person.
You don't
person.
Have, like, 2 minutes to, like, take out of your day to meditate,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, because someone told me, like, oh, you should meditate. I'm like, I don't have time to meditate. Like, I don't have time to sit down for, like, 5 minutes. And then, yeah. So, basically, meditate, exercise... But I want to thank you guys for being our guests on our show. This is Life is Awkward.
Thank you.